Why people can't see the world clearly. Learn to read nature, water from the mountains. Cascades down the slopes. It passes through lakes and rivers to the sea. It's all one together. We too are part of the enormous ocean. It means you have to understand the workings of your own mind. What determines the action you take? You must be clear-headed. Man is the most intelligent animal, but even he can behave stupidly. Before you decide on the course to take, you must think it right through to the end. If you do, then you will never fail whatever you should do. But if you do not, something will happen you hadn't bargained for. You'll be dissuaded from your purpose. You must mark my words well.
Spirit helpers of the vampire world, rise up and shed your light of darkness upon the sleeping world. Rise up, Southern King of Gambling, rise!
Just yet.
You can. There is a way to do it.
What is it?
Firstly, kill the vampire leader.
You've had your wine, so let's carry on. Show me your great skill.
The Eagle Claw was devised by Yu Fei in the Ming period. It has 108 patents. These were developed from 50 basic attacks. This fighting style concentrates on the bones, sinews, muscles, and the more fragile joints. All of the technique's power lies in the fingertips. The touch must be at once gentle and yet like an iron vice. The tactics in the Eagle Claw is to wait until the antagonist pauses. At that point, he will change his breath control. And that's when the Eagle Claw strikes. That's what he's waiting for. The Eagle Claw is the deadliest of all techniques.
My name's Chao Lu Feng. I've been here 8 years.
But I haven't seen anyone fight as well as you. May I please ask your name, sir?
You forced me to use God's shield against you. And may I inquire who you learn your God skills from?
Of course. My father. My father, Long Teach, who just happens to be the leader of the God Skills Society.
Who taught you Kung Fu?
Me? I taught the instructor, the man who taught your father.
Heretic! Die!
The leader of the God Skills Society. God Skills Society. Skills Society. God Skills Society. The leader of the God Skills Society.
In Japan, I was a ninja.
A ninja?
Yes, I was a ninja. In Japan, they are considered very low-class people. Professional killers who risk their lives, who are willing to endure indescribable hardships and slave-like service to their masters. A ninja is no ordinary person. He's a highly trained machine of destruction. A ninja can trust no one. He trusts only his own judgment. He is highly skilled with weapons, saucers, bombs. But his deadliest weapon is himself.
Shadow Ninja has struck again. We have to track down this renegade bastard and do it soon. Our honor is at stake. He disguises himself as an Iga family ninja and goes about murdering government officials, and we get blamed for it. Shadow Ninja has struck again. And wait to get bumped off one by one. Or you can catch the shadow. Must seek him out wherever he may be hiding. Search every house, every cave, behind every tree and bush, and leave no stone unturned. Otherwise, the Iga family will face a total bloody massacre.
Thank you. You have been teaching me Kung Fu for 18 years. Thank you. I'm most grateful.
Many years ago, Kung Fung brought you here so I could teach you about Kung Fu. Now I have carried out his request. You are ready. You've learned everything that I have to teach you. Kung Fung is living in Chin Lung Town. Go then.
During the Qing Dynasty, Prince Yongcheng, the fourth heir to the throne, made himself emperor. He was a tyrannical and cruel ruler, oppressing all those whom he thought might oppose him. On one occasion, the civil examination secretary, Cha Su-ting, was accused of insulting the emperor because he chose for the examinations a topic which slightly resembled the emperor's name. As a result, Cha and his family were killed, as were his friends and their families, including those of his teacher, Lu Wanchun, and his friend Yu Chao. During the massacre, two young girls in the family were rescued by a Shaolin monk, who took them back to Shaolin Temple. After training for 12 years, the girls emerged to seek their revenge.
Revenge against us. Maybe we have waited for far too long. Omar is now dead. Our man is too arrogant. We can wait for him to come to us.
doing my duty. Now that the master is not with us, it is essential that our school has a leader. And I fully intend that I shall be that leader.
But I was the master's wife. And he wanted Lao Chung to succeed him, and not some creature like you.
You can go when you've given me the seal.
Bo King Chung, you're a dirty traitor.
You know that I'm just doing my duty.
I couldn't use the dragon fist to its best advantage. Luckily, an old monk saved my life.
Teacher, are you trying to tell us that it's invincible?
No. There is no form of kung fu that is invincible. Every style must have a hidden weakness. If we can discover that weakness within the devil's stick, only then can we destroy Lu.
Old man, surely your paddle staff could beat it.
The paddle staff is for defense. By attempting to avoid attacks, it weakens the attacker. But perhaps in conjunction with the white dragon fist, it might be able to beat the devil's stick.
Shut down your operation.
However, it's just a dream. I'm too old now, with bad health. To win, one needs strength and a lot of confidence.
Uncle, would you teach us your style?
All right.
When the Manchus invaded China with their enormous armies, many of the Ming loyalists hid in the temples to study Kung Fu, to throw out the Manchus, and they hoped to restore the Mings.
Uncle, what'll we do? Shall we hide up somewhere?
Listen, teachers,
Won't you please teach that technique to young brother Yin?
I won't.
But why? Do you disapprove of him so much then?
No. And in time, you'll understand my reasons. And he will find out too in time. I gave him orders to get water from the bottom of the well. This is to train his ability in a limited space.